All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. Thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number if you want to be a part of the program. It is 800-941-SEAN if you want to join us. Hey, Linda, I have a request. Do you mind if I start the program with my request?
I mean, I love requests.
Will you please be the Mamala for everybody on the show, please?
I thought it was going to be a song from the 60s or the 70s, but okay.
We need a Mamala, please. We all need a mommy. I mean, whatever happened to the land of the free and the home of the brave? Good grief. Will you please be my Mamala? Please be everybody's Mamala.
Just pathetic.
And then the crowd cheers.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need a Mamala. We need a president.
Weak and feckless. Feckless nonsense.
Go give them a crying room for crying out loud. How did the Americans become so pathetically weak? I mean, this is not... I mean, could you imagine they lived the life of my mother and father? My mother grew up poor in the South Bronx. My dad grows up poor in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn, New York. My mom, you know, does double shifts in a prison as a prison guard, even though she was the valedictorian of her high school class. Lady was brilliant, could do the New York Times crossword puzzle in ink and never get anything wrong. You know, my dad worked as a family court probation officer and on weekends as a waiter, for crying out loud. It was a big deal when they got a $13,000 house, a little Cape Cod house on a 50 by 100 lot with, you know, I had three older sisters, one stinking small bathroom. I spent more time going to the bathroom behind the garage or in the bushes or at my neighbor's house. It's ridiculous. And I'm grateful. I know I stand on their shoulders and their sacrifice, but that was a big deal for them to get that $13,000 house. My dad grew up. His mother died with complications giving birth to him. His mother died. And as a result, he was shuffled around as a kid from family to family member to family member during the Depression. When he worked as a paper boy, he even contributed that money to the family, for crying out loud. Spends 4 years in the Pacific. You know, they are the greatest generation. It's certainly not the Mamala generation. Good grief. If I ever acted like that in my life, I know my father would slap me right across my face and say, wake the hell up. Grow up. Good grief. Mamala. We need a Mamala. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Alvin Bragg, get this. So of all the people arrested, 200 whatever, some odd in Colombia, yeah, he's now saying he doesn't know whether he'll prosecute the pro-Hamas protesters that are hijacking city campuses all over New York. He's so busy on this bookkeeping error trial based on $130,000 involving Stormy Daniels 8-plus years ago, whose statute of limitations have long passed, that he's trying to turn into a federal crime, which he's not allowed to do, but we got an abusively biased judge who donated to Joe Biden, whose family seemingly is very conflicted and might benefit from the outcome of this trial. And this is, you know, this is justice in America. And then you've got the third highest ranking Department of Justice official that was called in to help Bragg and help him win this case. You got to be kidding me. What is happening to our country? 186 days from now, it matters. Anyway, so during a press conference yesterday, Bragg is promising to review all the body cam footage from police roundups, but gave no hint of any guilty parties that will be prosecuted. And almost all of them were basically given the equivalent of a parking ticket and released. He offered no clarity on the cases, no charges, other than saying that his office will be reviewing the issue. As my office does in every instance in all our work, we look carefully at the individual case on our docket and make decisions based on the facts and the law. Okay, that is anything but Alvin Bragg's New York City. Northwestern University is caved to pro-Hamas protesters, promising full-ride scholarships for Palestinian students. I went through this yesterday. One of the reasons you have all these surrounding prominently Muslim countries, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, why are they not taking or absorbing any of the Palestinian population? Because they know what I know. They know, and they have seen the cartoons that indoctrinate little children from a young age. They are indoctrinated to hate the Jews and to I guess, aspire to martyrdom. You got cartoons depicting Quran-based story of Jews being transformed into apes. You got a music video glorifying the killing of Israeli Jews circulating on Palestinian social media. You got footage, by the way, on a Palestinian YouTube channel, footage from stabbing and car ramming attacks against Jewish people. Lyrics that say, I will attack you, tear you apart. I will stab you. I will cleanse my country of every Jew. You got children on Hamas TV. We want to wage jihad and blow up the Jews. A young boy reciting a song on Hamas TV. The Jews are barbaric apes and the most evil of creatures. And I can read five more pages of this. That indoctrination, sadly, is real. And why would Northwestern University cave to pro-Hamas protesters? You know, not committing to divesting their own endowment from companies that do business in Israel and ending partnerships with Israeli institutions. The university released a list of concessions in what became a celebratory statement Monday afternoon in exchange for the removal of the encampment on the lawn. Well, if your school administrators have rules that you can't camp out on campus and you do it, why are you negotiating with people that are not abiding by the rules that you set out in your own school, for crying out loud? You're letting the inmates take over the asylum. Among these concessions, a promise to offer full ride scholarships to Palestinian students. Are you going to be able to ascertain whether or not they were indoctrinated as young kids into this insanity? Their school books, their textbooks teach nothing but hatred of Jews. Their cartoons portray Jews in the worst light imaginable. They celebrate jihad and holy war and intifada. You got seven members of Northwestern University's anti-Semitism committee resigning after they gave the store away to these pro-Hamas protesters. Seven members, Northwestern University's president advisory committee on preventing anti-Semitism and hate, announcing that they're calling it quits. They did this late yesterday afternoon after the school's response to the anti-Israel protests earlier this week. One thing I did like, I'm not a big fan of the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, but he's now demanding that Columbia use some of their massive endowment jackpot to pay for the NYPD raid that saved their campus before the pro-terrorist protesters would have burned it to the ground. And apparently Columbia has a $14.6 billion endowment. Why is one federal taxpayer dollar ever being spent when they have that much money? Or have it has $37 billion the last time I checked on that campus. Oh, and you'll love this. All the radical and terrorist groups are just celebrating. They can't believe they have American students propagandizing for them. So if you believe this, if you've been expelled from your Ivy League institution and running around the campus chanting from the river to the sea, or if you've been running around the campus chanting death to America and death to Israel, well, don't worry, because I have really good news to you. The number one state sponsor of terror, the country of Iran, they're now offering college scholarships to any American who's been kicked out of school for giving aid and comfort to Hamas on their institution of higher learning. An Iranian college is now offering free tuition to U.S. students that are expelled for taking part in anti-Israel protests. Maybe this is a good thing. I actually hope they take them up on the offer. And then maybe they'll learn a thing or two about what life is like for students their age on college campuses in Iran. Because guess what? They're not going to be having any protests against the president of Iran or the Ayatollahs or the mullahs. Because if they do, the penalty will be swift and it'll be severe. And by the way, if you're a woman, you better cover up, because otherwise you might be beaten. If you're a member of the LGBTQ community, you better be careful not to be exposed, because if you are, they will murder you. They will kill you. You will get a death sentence. And these are the kids. They know nothing. They've learned nothing in all the years in school about radical Islamic terrorists, about Sharia law. Oh, by the way, Joe Biden, in his first major statement on the campus unrest, gee, a little late, Joe, where the hell have you been? Anyway, he issues his first major statement And he said, there should be no place on any campus. This is so inspiring. No place in America for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students. There's no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans. Well, none of that is happening, Joe, on college campuses. I guess this is another version of there are some good people there, too. I mean, this is pathetic. Excuse me. Has anybody seen Islamophobia in these college campuses? I've not. And if it's there, I'll speak out against it. I speak out against radical Islamic terrorism. And I make a distinction between Muslims and radical Islamists. There's a big difference. The White House is irked, by the way, that foreign leaders want to meet with Trump instead of him. NBC News reporting, as Donald Trump rolled out the red carpet for a parade of foreign dignitaries in recent weeks, well, some aides to Joe Biden have taken notice. They're taking umbrage at what they saw as the former president is playing, actually trying to do the job of telling him, help is on its way if I get elected. In less than 2 months, Trump has hosted the Polish president, the Hungarian prime minister, the former Japanese prime minister, David Cameron, the former British prime minister, and now serves as the UK's foreign secretary. He's also talked with the Saudi crown prince, MBS, by phone. Now, by the way, it's not unusual for a party nominee to meet with foreign officials, but that's typically done overseas and with leaders below the level of president or prime minister. Because the world has figured out what we've been telling you since 2020. That has only gotten significantly worse as Joe Biden deteriorates right before our eyes, is that Joe Biden is viewed by everybody in the world as for what he is, as weak and frail and a cognitive mess. And the world is witnessing what happens when the United States of America abdicates its role on the world stage to be the leader of the free world. That's what we're witnessing. Why do you think, you know, why do you think they're acting with impunity? Well, why does China feel that they can use their fighter aircraft and make hostile maneuvers against our fighter aircraft in international airspace, or their Navy making hostile maneuvers against our Navy in international waterways? Why do they feel comfortable enough to send a spy balloon over the entire continental United States after starting in Alaska and nothing happens? Never mind intellectual property theft. Never mind unfair trade practices. Never mind COVID. They get held responsible for nothing. Vladimir Putin gets a waiver for his pipeline, and the Keystone XL pipeline gets shuttered. Does that make any sense to anybody? And in 186 days, there are going to be Americans voting for this corpse to what, be president another 4 years? I don't even think he can make it another 4 years. I mean, he is a complete and utter mess. Now, I have a pile here in front of me of what's going on. This is not just New York. This is not just Columbia, Fordham, NYU, Fashion Institute of Technology. If you saw the violence at UCLA last night and early this morning, or you see the violence, you know, breaking out at other institutions around the country, it's like they all try to copy each other. Pretty unbelievable. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. As Mother's Day approaches, we've been telling you about our friends at Preborn. Linda, they're introducing expecting moms to the science of 4D ultrasound for free. They offer free counseling as well. They offer services for new moms as well. And this has had a profound impact. It's a great ministry that Preborn is involved in.
You know, Preborn is doing something that they can literally not do without our audience, which is the ability to reach out to people and reach out to people who are able to give a little bit of the little bit they have left after Biden, because they're taking so much from us. But just think about it. If you give $28, that means somebody who wouldn't know about this life inside of them, they get to get that for free. So this Mother's Day, let's give the gift of life. Go to preborn.com/Sean. Definitely give as much as you can. It's all tax deductible, or just hit #250 on your phone, keyword baby. Please, guys, Mother's Day is May 12th. And I know that we talk about Preborn every day, but that's because every life really does matter. And it's only people like us that are going to save these babies. Nobody else is going to do it. It has to start with us.
#250, keyword baby, or preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.